Hello, and welcome to this month's episode of the Distance Learning Roundtable, sponsored by the U.S. Distance Learning Association, USDLA. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, Communications Director of an organization that has been in business since 1987, supporting distance learning research, development, and proxies across the complete arena of education, training, and communications. Today, we are thrilled to be talking with Dr. Heather Perfetti, President of the Middle States Commission on Higher Education. It is the global institution accreditor that recognized by the United States Secretary of Education, and it has been in operation since 1952. As an accreditor and member of the regulatory triad, MSCHE assures students and the public of the educational quality of its 500 institutions of higher ed. The Commission's accreditation process ensures institutional accountability, self-appraisal, improvement, and innovation through peer review and rigorous application of standards within the context of institutional missions. Well, wow, just an amazing organization. And also here is Nicole Beaver, who today officially is the Chief of Staff of MSCHE. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Hope.
I had the privilege of attending your 2023 National Conference in Philadelphia, and it was a remarkable event attended by more than 1,400 professionals. And yet, with all those people there, it was so amazingly organized. So, Heather, tell us about the MSCHE Annual Conference and its mission and accomplishments.
Absolutely. It is certainly one of our points of pride. And so, Hope, I want to thank you for attending. It was great to spend some time with you there and talk with you and get to know you. And we certainly appreciate this opportunity today as well. The annual conference is really an opportunity for us to bring together and collaborate around the good work that we do with our constituents. And we have opportunities there to talk with each other, both formally and informally, as well as bring together our partners around important conversations and around the challenges that we may face. As you know, we have students that come to this event, and I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. But we also provide an opportunity for our sponsor and exhibitor partners to bring to the conference also how they support our institutions and to engage in conversations with us there, as well as with our institutional representatives. So we've got representatives there from our institutions. We've got our state systems of higher education there. We have those from our states coming to also enjoy the annual conference. And of course, we have other higher education organizations there with us too. For the last 2 years, we've had students, and it is another point of pride and a new addition for us there that has really been the highlight of so much of what that conference is really about.
During the conference, I had several opportunities to visit the exhibit hall, and it was pretty remarkable. It was a busy, busy place. There were tons of sponsors and people that feed into your industry. Tell us about the exhibit hall and what was new there this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Our exhibit hall really is a hub of activity for the conference. And on the first night of the conference, we invite everyone to the exhibit hall for an opening reception. And it is an active place with lots of networking taking place. And as you mentioned before, we have our exhibitors and sponsors there. And they really are institutions partners in the work that they do around accreditation. And you can see throughout the exhibit hall, lots of conversations taking place about the solutions that those sponsors and exhibitors can provide. And this year in particular, we had a very special addition to our exhibit hall. We were able to host the EdUp Experience podcast, and they were podcasting live during our conference. And that was a really great opportunity for our attendees this year. They were grabbing people out of the crowd and asking them to interview on the podcast. And if you've ever had the opportunity to listen to that podcast, you'll know it's an exciting experience, a very engaging podcast with lots of good conversations happening around higher education. And as Heather shared already, the exhibit hall is where we host our student poster sessions. So it really is an active, exciting place and really a place where people can come together around conversations around the important work of accreditation.
Amazing. Yes, Joe Sallustio, who runs that podcast, is the author of Commencement. He and his co-author were speakers at our conference last year, and Joe's going to be at our USDLA 2024 conference in St. Louis. June 17th to the 20th. So we, you know, this is just a big family of higher ed, especially in distance learning and the work you all are doing. So connecting is the key, right? So everyone knows, kind of has a better understanding of the whole industry. So that 50,000 foot view, I think, is what you provide and what USDLA also is working to provide. It's really cool stuff. So Heather, next question for you. One great feature of the MSCHE annual conference is that it showcases the research of these student scholars you're talking about in that poster session. What was the inspiration for including the poster session, and in what other ways can students become involved in the work of your commission?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's one that everyone in the commission loves to talk about. I think that the student poster session has become the featured event at the annual conference. And I know we're an accreditor hosting a conference, but we deliver more there than just topics of accreditation. The topics are incredibly diverse, and the conversations are very diverse as well. And we expand beyond policies or procedures of accreditation or just the work of accreditation, because we see our work very holistically. And that is certainly what led to our involvement of students differently in our work. We have always encouraged and required students to be a part of accreditation activities and for them to understand more about who we are, what we do, and why institutions go through certain accreditation activities with us, which is really for the benefit of the students. The poster sessions actually became a topic of conversation with a staff-led group talking about the conference that was to occur during the year of the pandemic. And unfortunately, we were not able to host that event, but we continue to stay focused on how truly meaningful and special bringing students to our conference could be. And so when we returned to an on-site event, we were able to launch a call for students to consider attending our conference and presenting their research. We were not expecting as significant a response as we received. And so we were very pleased with the initial reaction, the initial response. And this year it increased again. And so we know this is something that we want to support, that we want to continue supporting, but most importantly, our institutions are supporting these efforts of our students. If we can get our students to showcase what they do in front of 1,400 people or more, that is an exceptional experience for that student. And we are so immensely appreciative of the faculty who support them, the administrators who support them, the foundations who may support them financially so that they can attend. And it's in this hub of activity where everyone is drawn to those students. The topics are diverse. They range across disciplines. And it is so wonderful to see the overly confident students, as well as those that are most nervous because it is their first time engaged in this kind of activity. We are so proud of bringing these students, and we had over 90 this year. So we are just so excited that we have been able to grow our conference in this way and include students differently in the conversations that we're having as an accreditor, which now involves all of the great work that they do too.
That makes perfect sense. They're your everyone's target market, right? These students educating these students. So it's wonderful to have them be part of this process. So kudos to you guys for understanding that and raising it up and opening it up, right? And that seems to be the future. Change is the future. Everything is shifting and changing in higher ed. And, you know, I'm so fascinated to hear more about that. Nicole, tell us, though, about next year's conference. I'm sure it's going to be another important event because of all this change. What are your plans, and how can people register to attend?
Absolutely. Well, as you've just heard, we've been building on our conference every year, and it's grown to the largest audience that it's ever been. And so we plan to continue that with next year's conference. So we already shared with our conference audience our theme for next year, which is Protecting the Future, Champions for Higher Education. And that conference will be taking place in Philadelphia again at the Marriott Downtown December 11th through 13th, 2024. Registration for that conference will open later in the year. So if people are interested in joining that conference, they certainly can find more information about it by going to our website right now. They can visit msche.org, annual-conference, or they can also sign up on msche.org to receive updates from the commission if they just scroll to the bottom of the page and hit subscribe. And we're already planning and innovating for next year. We're looking at doing even more of the things that you've seen this year. So our student posters will be back. The exhibit hall, again, will be an exciting place. Concurrent sessions will be a great place for learning and engaging with others who are doing this work in higher education. So we strongly encourage people from all over higher education, not just within the Middle States membership, to come and join us at our annual conference. It really is a great place to learn, to grow, to connect around topics of higher education and accreditation.
And, you know, I was particularly struck by your amazing speakers. The president of Rutgers gave the opening keynote. He spoke from his heart, as you suggested he do. And it was really beautiful to hear these people talk about the challenges that they're facing. It's not at all a me all by myself industry anymore. It seems to be a very collaborative effort, and MSCHE really does a beautiful job pulling everyone together. Yes, you are giving them the opportunity to stay in business at the highest level, but I think it's also a family, which is what we do at USDLA. It's really, you know, we say you come for the conference, you stay for the community. And that clearly is what you do. And I just have to say about that website you have, it is amazing, chock full of information, and I didn't see a phone number on it when I first wanted to contact you. So I'm like, all right, I'll just send an email. I'm sure I won't hear back. And like within 5 minutes, you responded to me. So go to that website. It is really perfect and amazing. And this team is just really on the ball. So thumbs up for that. So Heather, next question for you. Tell us about MSCHE. What has the history been? It's more than a century old. What are some of your goals for the future, and how have you brought what you've done into the present?
Right. So I think that you're hitting on some of that in your remarks about the time that you spent with us at the conference. It is what we want everyone to know and understand and believe about accreditation. We are about relationships. We are about relationships with our regulatory partners. We are about relationships with our institutions. And we are actually in the helping profession. Because institutions, as they navigate the changing higher education landscape, as they navigate the new demands that they may face within their states or from regulatory changes, we are here to help. And one of our goals has been to ensure that everyone understands that. They understand the work we do. We understand that it is complicated, that it can feel mysterious. And we want to undo some of that. We want to make sure that constituents know our purpose, know our mission, and understand how we operate within the regulatory environment, as well as an accreditor that is assisting over 500 institutions with doing what they do best so that they can certainly do it better. And that is the framework, that is the goal, that has always been the goal of this commission, to drive educational excellence for the benefit of our students and our communities. And we have not strayed from that. So we have rigorous standards. We want everyone to understand what those are and how those apply. But most importantly, we as an accrediting agency are here to assist our institutions with the important decisions that they are making and to help them navigate what that means for them from an accreditation perspective. But we find our work and our goals to stay in context, to stay relevant while we are all changing, and we're all supporting that change across our higher education communities.
Excellent. So one more question for you. If you could share just one thing that you want our listeners to know, what would that be?
So I think it's tied back to that we are about relationships, but also that we are more than compliance. I think when some think about accreditors, they are thinking about compliance primarily. And the work that we do and the accreditation activities that we support are really driven for purposes of institutional self-reflection, self-renewal, an improvement. And those activities by design are helping institutions do that. And as they go through accreditation activities with us, they will take time to reflect, to pause, and to assess the work that they're doing to ensure that they are meeting the goals that they intend to meet. And a collateral outcome is they get to demonstrate compliance with the standards. And it is supposed to be an activity that institutions can embrace and celebrate and come out at the end of that activity even stronger than they were going into it, all for the benefit of the students.
You know, I attended as many sessions as I could because it was jam-packed those 3 days, talking about how to do this well and how to not be the dragon, the organization within the organization that has to make sure they're compliant. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how it has changed over the years from being kind of the report card for the university and how change is impacting what the future looks like.
So I think for us, we're in a constant state of change, just like our institutions. So we are evaluating the accreditation process. We are evaluating the accreditation activities. We are making changes around our standards. And we have seen significant changes just in recent years as well. We recently adopted the next iteration of our standards, and we are beginning to implement those, and we are very proud of that work. And our institutions and all of our constituents contributed to those changes. And so those standards belong to all of us. They are what we have all indicated. We want to be the measurement of rigor and success for our institutions. We've also had changes in process. And so we do things very differently now than we did even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And we do that in collaboration and partnership with our institutions. We do not do it in isolation, but we too learn each and every year from our accreditation processes, from the activities that we see, and from the challenges that we are seeing. And so when we talk about the future of higher education, we are talking about all of the great work that we know is set to come, all of the changes that our institutions embrace for the benefit of their students. But we're also talking about the realities of closures, of mergers and acquisitions, of really difficult conversations as institutions self-reflect and decide how we are going to approach what our students need, how we are going to approach our sustainability in the future, what financial challenges do we see on the horizon? And institutions, as they go through those conversations, are going to be looking our way for best practices and good models that we know we have around some of those really tough decisions that institutions have to consider and face in the years ahead.
Yeah, well, beautifully said. It is going to be fascinating and sort of like buckle your seatbelts kind of stuff. But change is, you know, the only thing that is consistent. So thank you so much. The Middle States Commission on Higher Education. These are the two ladies at the helm. It has been a pleasure to talk with Dr. Heather Perfetti, president of MSCHE, and Nicole Beaver, the new chief of staff. So ladies, thank you so much. I look forward to attending next year's event because it is educational for all of us. So thank you again for your time today. And thank you to our audience for listening to the U.S. Distance Learning Roundtable Show. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, host of the show today and communications director for this wonderful organization. So we will talk to you all soon. Thank you very much.